From Mothman and Nessie to the spirit that haunts your home, welcome to Bob After Dark, a podcast about legends, lore, and the supernatural. So turn your lights down and your volume up and enjoy your trip to the shadows.
Hey there, children of night, and welcome to Bob After Dark, the show that takes you into the shadows and goes and says hello, everything that goes bump in the night. I'm your host, the most that enjoys toast, Bob, and alongside of me, as always, is my ever-wonderful, ever-vampiric, ever-cape-wearing, and forever my friend, my producer, and the heartthrob of Bob After Dark, Count Bank himself. Oh, hey there, Count.
Oh, hey there, Bob. Happy to be here. Another episode of Bob After Dark as we enter a... Well, we're not out of the winter solstice just yet, but no. The veil is still thickening.
The veil is whipped. It's thick at the moment.
It's thick, a very thick veil.
It's a thick veil.
Thick.
Yes.
THIC.
We'll see you at the spring equinox.
I'll see you there.
Yes. What's been going on, Count? Weekend update.
Bob, not too much. You know, making the rounds here in the region. Count Panic was a judge, actually, at a local talent show here in Munster, Indiana. Munster's Got Talent. So they always said Count Panic has an eye for true talent.
Who won and what was their talent?
It was a group of dancers, a dance troupe, basically won the competition. Heard a lot of great singers. I was hoping for maybe a juggler or a ventriloquist, maybe, but... A lot of great talent in the Munster High School system, and congrats to all the winners.
No ventriloquist dummy.
No, that I wish that was a thing. There's not too many people doing that anymore, Bob. You notice that?
A ventriloquism?
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed how creepy those the dummies are?
Well, I know you got a thing against the dummies.
Dolls. I don't necessarily have a thing against dummies.
Okay.
But dolls.
Dolls.
Dolls I have a problem
with.
But now, see here, I know what you're about to ask me.
What's the difference
between a doll and a dummy?
Yeah.
The dummy is there for a purpose. It's a puppet. It does its job. A doll could just exist. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but say you're walking around a room, there's a dummy laying in the corner.
You're like, oh, what's up, dude?
Not creepy to you?
Yeah, don't bother me.
They're built to talk, though.
If I make them talk. If a doll's being moved around, you know, I don't know, man. I guess the dummy, if something possesses a dummy, it's doing the purpose, right? It's meant to do that thing.
It's a noble profession, too, exactly. Being a ventriloquist.
But if you look at like dolls, man, the dolls aren't supposed to get up and move on their own. That's what scares me about them and not the ventriloquist.
Maybe that's
a topic for a very near future. Let's see if we can find some haunted ventriloquist dummy story.
I don't know of any.
I'm sure there's stories about just about any kind of haunted artifact you could possibly find. I'm sure I could find a ventriloquist dummy thing to talk
What's
about.
What's the old Buddy, not Buddy Holly?
Buddy Holly, the singer?
No, the dancing. Hello, well, gosh, man.
Howdy Doody.
Buddy Holly.
Buddy Holly, the glasses. You know, I was in Lubbock, Texas last year. He's dead.
Howdy Doody. But that was a ventriloquist act. He was on strings. He was a puppeteer doing Howdy Doody on strings. You don't see too much of that either, which is a puppet, essentially.
I think
a puppet's different than a dummy, right? Yeah.
Well, puppeteering is different.
Yeah.
A dummy... I don't think I've ever seen a ventriloquist act in my life. I've only seen them in TV. Remember the Goosebumps series?
Oh, yeah.
Night of the Living Dummy with Slappy. See, I remember that.
Yeah.
But I don't think in my life I've ever seen somebody actually perform a ventriloquist act.
We should do a ventriloquist
act. Will you be the dummy or will I be the dummy? Or will both... depending on who you ask, you and I would both be the dummy.
So there'd be two dummies.
There'd be the two dummies. Who's the ventriloquist?
Without a master, yes.
Steve would be the ventriloquist.
We need somebody in there.
Anyway, folks.
How was your weekend, Bob?
My weekend was okay. I spent it... Oh, I was in Indianapolis.
Nice.
I had to think about that for a second. I was in Indianapolis at Anime Crossroads.
Okay.
So that was a thing, and now I'm home. I'm home for a week.
Were you hanging out there? Or,
I had a con. I was at Anime Crossroads.
Oh, Anime Crossroads. Yeah.
It was a decent little show. I had fun at it.
Nice.
So that was my weekend, and now here we are back at the studio for another... rousing rendition of Bob After Dark. And if this is your first time ever watching or listening to the show, we are your weekly podcast where we talk about legends, lore, supernatural, things that go bump in the night, lights in the sky, and of course, Count Panic's favorite Favorite killer doll movie?
Jeez. I mean, isn't Chucky up there for everybody? I don't know.
Puppet Master, man. I like Puppet Master. Even though puppets aren't the same thing as dolls.
Did you see, there's this new movie. I didn't see it. Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
It's a robotic girl.
Robotic. And that's almost scarier than the doll. I heard it was like a horror comedy, though. I'll have to try that. Yeah.
Should it, and that's probably, I know you talked, and not to stray away from the topics at hand here, but I know at one point we're talking about AI and how much technology is too much technology.
Oh, listen,
for
you hear me talk about things. You hear me talk about that a lot. It's one of my biggest fears.
Yeah. But a movie like this, I mean, here, I believe the premise is the girl, his mom buys a friend, her kid.
I think she invents
a friend,
it, right?
Yeah, yeah, or something like that. And the girl robot kind of just snaps eventually, so I don't know. It seems like an eerie thing to me.
You know, Connor, I'll tell you what. I'm going to have that watched and ready for the next episode recording.
A movie review.
I'll give you a quick movie review of Megan next night.
Yeah.
It's on Peacock. Do you have the Peacock?
Do you have the Peacock? I do not. No.
Okay, well, go rent the movie off Amazon or something, right? Just go watch it. Me and you will watch it separately, and we'll give each other the opinions. You might not even be able to find it on LimeWire.
LimeWire? How about Napster?
And that's how the FCC came rolling in and started giving me and you fines. That took this long. All right, Kyle. So usually we split the episode up into two parts. The first part's the weekly spooky news of the week. We're not doing that this week. This week we're specifically talking about a topic because you're here when you're not supposed to be here. We've had to move some things around due to sports and other nonsense going on, so we're in the studio past a certain time that you're not supposed to be here at, so we're gonna get to the meat and potatoes.
Take your time, Bob.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I want to be courteous to you. You have things to do. You got a life outside of Bob After Dark, I know.
Do I? Yeah, I guess I do.
So we're just getting to the meat and potatoes, and I know it's March 1st, but we had Nat and Elliot here last week for the, you know, instead of ending Creepypasta on a month on a Creepypasta, we ended with Nat and Elliot, which is fine, because I prefer having somebody here sometimes. So I'm finishing up Creepypasta Month on the 1st of March, which is when we're recording this, for a creature. It's a creepypasta creature. Right. It's known as the Rake.
The Rake?
The Rake. You remember we had Jack Chavez on the show a while ago. He's writing the book about troglodytes.
Yeah.
And we talked about the Rake briefly when we had Jack on the show. I think we were more interested in talking to Jack about, like, what he does, because Jack's a very fascinating human being.
Yeah.
But we didn't really talk a lot about the Rake.
The Rake.
I'm not talking about the gardening tool, because I know that's what you're thinking.
See, I'm confused here, Bob. I'm thinking about a physical, actual rake you use to pick up leaves.
No. The Rake is a, it's a humanoid figure that kind of, like, creeps around on four, it's like on its hands and legs, and it runs around. There's a famous photo of it. It's like a pale white body with no hair and glowing white eyes in the dark. It's a famous picture. You see it online.
Yeah.
And it's also known as the large hairless dog or the naked man.
The naked man.
Let me tell you some of its powers and abilities. Superhuman strength, superhuman speed, enhanced stealth, intimidation, weaponry, and he uses his claws. It's good at tracking, evasion, and intelligence. That's what I know according to the Creepypasta Wiki. I have a hobby for it. Its hobby includes residing in the woods for potential food, stalking, torturing, and murdering victims. Its goals are to kill anyone who comes across through possible mauling, and it's a creature. Now listen. I'm going to play this clip for you guys throughout the show a couple times, because it's a bit on the ridiculous side. But, to prepare Count Panic for this episode.
Yeah.
Okay, let me preface before we get to the article. I read all this stuff to you, Count. Does this sound like a spooky entity?
The Rake?
All these things I'm telling you. It creeps out in the woods, and it stalks about. Just by the little bit that I told you, does it paint a spooky image in your brain?
And it doesn't
sound like an intimidating fella.
All right.
So a couple years ago, and I'm going to get to this a little later. A couple years ago, this thing was, it like took the place of Slender Man in popular media for like sightings and stuff. Of being like that creature of online lore. And there is a video that exists of a potential Rake sighting. I'm going to have Count Panic play this clip for you, and throughout the episode, I'm going to refer back to it. And I'm going to tell you why. This is my absolute favorite recording of something paranormal of all time. I'm not going to tell you why. Roll a clip, Count.
So you're right here, right now.
Right here, right now. We're gonna play those.
Benefits of the.
I'll share the link in the show notes. Okay, play it, play it, play it.
What the heck is that, dude? Dude, that thing is coming a little bit closer. Oh crap, it's just running.
See, hold on here. I want to watch it back.
Play it back.
One more time, okay?
Play the sound back, man. Yeah, I love it. Play it back.
Dude, that thing is coming a little bit closer.
It's just
straight. Okay, well, let's walk it back here. You gonna be okay?
I play that clip for my people at panels sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, people, it's a scary creature, right? This thing's terrifying. Out, yeah. And so the video we just played for you, or we played the video audio clip from, it's a group of kids who apparently spotted a rake. Like, they live in a very rural area, and like on their backyardish, and imagine like a big tree line in a foresty area. This thing kind of just crawls out of the woods, and it's like this pale white figure. It's on its hands and its legs, and they're like, "Oh, there it is in the distance," and that's the noise it makes.
Well,
you know, like we've played video clips for you guys in the past of like possible Wendigo sightings or like a Sasquatch screaming. Those things will like those sounds will put fear in you, right?
Yeah.
Like that, it strikes a chord in the fear category. This thing is just ridiculous. I now listen. You guys know me.
Yeah.
I'm a very fair person when it comes to the believing side of things. I am a believer at the end of the day. I don't want to put those kids out, but man, that's gotta be 100% the fakest noise I've ever heard. Like from a paranormal thing that they're passing off as a real sighting.
So you're saying this video is shall we say
staged.
Just completely staged.
Yeah.
What makes you say this? Let's.
Well, if it was real, Count, would you be afraid of something that goes?
Well, it's like a goat. Sometimes goats are terrifying.
Okay, you saw the video. Do you think it's staged?
Here's my thought process with this.
Yes.
Obviously, one, it's a creature out in the distance, so that's never a good thing because you want to see the creature up close, like any Bigfoot sighting or anything like that. You better have to see the cryptid or whatever paranormal aspect in the front there. Two, it's very shaky, right? As soon as it starts,
It's
even before the goat noises before that kicks in, it's still kind of shaky.
Oh,
but then eventually, after they hear the noise, then it's full on shaky panic mode, and I get they're running. But here's the thing, Bob. The sound itself is ridiculous. It sounds like a goat. But the way it looks, too, I mean, I didn't get a good glimpse of it because it's so far away, but the way it looks, what do you think they did to the stage that? Computer animation?
A costume, Count.
Costume?
That's a costume.
Costume.
It's got to be. Listen, let's read on. Let's read on.
Sure.
Let's just put this in everybody's brain. So I got to tell you guys the little brief bio of it. And then I played a clip of the sound for you, but let's read this. So, reading it straight from the Creepypasta wiki, and it starts with a quote. As I prepare to take my life, I feel it necessary to assuage any guilt or pain I may introduce through this act. It is not the fault of anyone other than him. For once I awoke and felt his presence, and once I awoke and saw his form, once again, I awake and heard his voice and looked into his eyes. I cannot sleep without fear of what I might next to awaken and experience. I cannot ever wake. Goodbye. A note detailing somebody's fearful end in 1964 experience with the rake. The rake is a titular man and antagonist of a creepypasta story of the same name. It is a humanoid creature with large teeth and claws that stalks its victims and appears at the end of their beds as they sleep, or in the woods or in their houses. Since 2006, pictures, fan art, and video blogs have been made about the monster, including numerous allusions to the Slenderverse YouTube series Everyman Hybrid. The rake originated on 4chan's B-board in late 2005. A thread was started by an anonymous user who said, "Hey, B, let's make a new monster." Naturally, there were many ideas, but one stood out. And another user created a new thread based on the idea, and the thread started with this post. All right, this is for the people who like the three eyes, no apparent mouth, pale skin one. Here's what we've got so far. Humanoid about 6 feet tall when standing, but usually crouches and walks on all fours. It has pale skin, the face is blank, as in no nose, no mouth. However, has three solid green eyes, one in the middle of its forehead and two on either side of its head, all towards the back. Usually seen in front yards in suburban areas, usually just wanders, watches the observer, but will stand up and attack if approached. When it attacks, a mouth opens up as if a hinged skull that opens on at a chin, reveals tiny but very dull teeth. The creature would eventually be formed into what we now know as the Rake. The Rake went through many different designs and name changes since its beginning. One of the most prevalent names was Operation Crawler. Below are a couple of the checkpoints from the thread when it is originated, which were the following. So I'm going to read this to you guys. This is from the original revisions, original posts, and creating the creature. I told you guys the first one. The second revision was, and it's approximately 6 feet tall, but seen crouching humanoid with pale grayish skin, two slightly larger than human eyes, no nose, a mouth that is similar to a human, but when attacked or provoked, opens on a hinge down to the neckline, showing hundreds of dull but not blunt teeth. Unknown origin, unknown diet, seen in suburban areas, opens its mouth and widens its eyes when provoked, attacks when it's approached. And if not provoked or attached, it just kind of sits there and stares. The first and most well-known story about the Rake was posted to the personal blog of Something Awful user Brian Somerville on July 20th, 2006. It was the first story in a series entitled Horror Theater, but Somerville does not indicate in the text from another website or if it was specifically written for that post. According to the mythology, first-hand accounts of the Rake has been described as early as the 12th century and documented for the first time in 1691. The story alleges that a strange event in northeastern U.S. involving a creature led to the brief local media interest in the summer of 2003. But most written accounts of the creature have been mysteriously destroyed since. Reports of the Rake creepypasta began appearing on LiveJournal as early as December 2008. The story made its way on the X board on 4chan, which is the paranormal-like forum for people that visit that site, in April 2009, and Something Awful, June of that year. Something Awful, if you guys remember, we talked about that website. They're also... They have a lot of people on there doing different things, but they're also known for creating, like, Slenderman to what we know now. In August 2010, the story was first published on the Paranormal subreddit. The Rake was eventually added to the horror story databases, including Creepypasta.com, the Creepypasta Wikia, and the Creepypasta Index. It also was featured on several paranormal websites, including Unexplained Mysteries and The Slender Nation. In 2010, single-topic blog, I can't say that, The Rake, was launched on Tumblr, providing a centralized site for the copypastas, sightings, and fan art about the myth. A picture of the monster character from the first-person shooter game Resistance 3, known as a Grim, appeared on the local news station in Louisiana, with the reporter stating that a viewer took the photo at a local hunting ground. Due to the Grimm's similar build and features as one of the described Rake story, many YouTube commentators interpreted this as the monster. The image was taken on November 30th, 2010, and has gained widespread traction across the internet to a point in which large local news stations start talking about it. Nobody had an idea of what to make about this terrifying ordeal until it was later revealed to be the creature from the Resistance 3 game. The Rake is described as a pale, thin, naked humanoid figure or a large, deformed, hairless dog. It is often seen having white eyes. The Rake also has incredibly sharp claws, which is why it's dubbed the Rake. Henceforth the name, it's got giant claws on its hands. I guess Wolverine was taken by some other property.
I think so.
The rake is very mysterious, but it seems to be quite sadistic, cruel, and misanthropomorphic, preferring to stalk, torture, and then murder its victims.
Wow.
The rake is not always evil. Sometimes it just prances around in the wilderness, and if it gets looked at or pictured, it will either attack or stalk you and then kill you later. Nevertheless, the rake is still a dangerous threat who will not hesitate to slaughter anyone in a sadistic, monstrous way. The rake is a feral misanthrope who will not hesitate to kill anyone who it deems to get in its way. Its strength, stealth, and speed allow it to get the better of humans and overpower them with ease and maneuver around destinations quickly without being seen, and to be able to utilize its rake claw-like hands, also able to inflict massive amounts of damage to the victim. It doesn't seem to be able to pick up and take any physical damage, or has attempted to be captured. The rake's existence is unclear. It is rumored to have been a human at one point that was mutilated or gifted immortality, which seems likely due to the humanoid appearance. It is also possible that the rake is some kind of alien from another world or planet. The rake has been alive for hundreds of years, dating back to the 17th century, proving to be an immortal entity. He has connections apparently to Slender Man, according to that mythos. The creator's name initially, the anonymous person who typed up about this creature, is unknown, and the rake was inspired by H.P. Lovecraft's work. Can you play the clip one more time after I just told you guys all of this? Because I just
I'm going to go back to it right now. So you told me a lot there, Bob, in that just a brief moment as far as the rake goes. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, it sounds like a terrifying creature, right?
Yes.
I mean, it sounds like just the rake in general is just a terrifying creature all around. But, and I'm beginning to wonder, Bob, and I was thinking about it while we were talking about it there, about regarding the rake, I was thinking about it. Maybe, just maybe, this thing we saw, which I will play for you in just a second here once again, is fake by what you're telling me. Because what you're telling
me.
Yeah. Because what you're telling me is basically it's not a real thing. So, again, I'm going to play that for you guys right here, right now. This is about the rake and terrifying all around. Let's hear it once again.
That thing is coming a little bit closer. Oh, crap. Did you scream?
How does this, and I'm not going to play the whole thing, but how does this end? I mean, do they ever see it again?
Yeah, it stalks their like area, but it only makes that one noise that one time.
Okay.
What we're watching, and what I have Panica watching for the episode here, it's one of hundreds, if not thousands, of rake sighting videos online, because it's a very popular creature that was spread around for a long time. I understand it was created in like 2006, 2007 time, but I don't think it really got its popularity until like, you know, the Slender Man started becoming really popular, like 2010-ish.
11. Yeah.
I think it's a very interesting, story. Do I believe that there is a potential creature out there that resembles the rake? Why not? Our world has a lot of creatures that are undiscovered. We talk about this a lot in, you know, cryptozoology, of creatures that lurk that we don't necessarily know what they are and what their abilities are. If the rake exists, one, I don't think it's going to be making that ridiculous noise. Dr. Ben Vanderson and I, we play that sound quite a bit to each other when we're drinking, because that's just what we, you know.
It's even funnier probably after
you,
that.
I've listened to that sound 1,000 times, and I tell you, it never gets old. I still enjoy listening to that often.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, but what, I got to ask you this, Bob. What kind of sound do you think it would make, though? I mean, just a more menacing sound?
It might make that exact noise, in which case it's a ridiculous creature, you know?
But it sounds
compared to, like, the Wendigo, which is that blood-curdling yell, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Or Bigfoot's howls, or, like, the Dogman snarls.
Yeah.
You know, you compare it to those things, and it becomes unterrifying at that point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, for sure. Well, that's the And again, you can't really judge a book by its cover. A book by its sound, in this case, it may sound like a goat, but still be as devastating as you say. But when you hear that noise, you kind of just want to tend to, pet it maybe. Nurture it or something. But yeah, Bob, definitely. I'm going to be with you on this one. I thought maybe at first it could be a real thing, but definitely now it seems a little phony, if you ask me.
So the question is, why do we keep sharing these sightings, or why do we keep why do we fake sightings, right? Why do we do that? Is it to garner? Obviously it's to garner views, right? It's obviously to get more attention on your channel or whatever, right? I could get that, but why do people buy into it? I just told you guys that the rake is a fictional creature. But if you talk to Jack Chavez, Jack's writing an entire book about this thing's potential reality, that this thing could be real.
Yeah.
So why do you think people share these encounters still? Why do you believe that?
Well,
why do you believe that there's encounters that are real and that this thing could potentially be existing? But even though I just told you flat out somebody created it on 4chan in 2007, or 2005, whatever it might have been. What in your opinion, why do we keep sharing these stories?
Maybe people just like the lore of it all, the backstory. They may know it's goofy. They may know it's silly. They may know some of these are fake. But just to get a rise out of people, Bob, I'm going to pass. Listen, we all like to gather our parties from time to time. And sometimes it's cool to break out videos like this or tell stories like this to get the crowd really going, Bob. I think it's just all in all to create that memorable experience with stories like this. That's just me, though. For the thrill of it. Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I agree with you. It's the same concept of why do we go to, like, Six Flags or something, right? An amusement park or... You know, it's the concept to be scared.
That's right. Exactly. It's ghost stories, right? Sitting around the campfire telling ghost stories.
Yeah, but the thing is, so here I am, right? And this is a legit, like... This is a Bob moment. This isn't soapbox Bob or entertaining Bob. This is like philosopher Bob. Why is it that me, true believer, like telling you that the video I just played is fake?
But
why is it that I still have a belief that maybe something like this exists out there in the world? That's a good question.
Well, I mean, just because it's the fun of thinking about it, I think sometimes, Bob.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, simple as that, right?
I suppose so.
Yeah.
What do you think, after everything I told you? You think the rake is real or not?
I think the rake itself is a real. This video, probably not so much, of course. But the rake...
I'm surprised you believed in the Gary Witch. I thought maybe
what's more believable, Bob? The Gary Witch or this rake behind me here on the screen? What do you find more believable?
What's that?
Well, like the Gary Witch or this one here. They're both phony.
Neither. Neither. Okay. Don't show me either.
I do believe the Gary Witch, though, still. she's on a swing set.
She's on a swing.
How can you deny that? But this one, again, the sound, the way it looks. I just wish, again, if you ever, word of advice, you know this, Bob. If you're ever out there in the public and you see something like a cryptid or anything, just keep the camera steady, right?
Sure.
I get people are nervous. But if you keep the camera steady, we may have some final good evidence there. I mean, Bigfoot was never caught on a solid moving camera.
But, I don't know, man. If you talk about... I've talked to Bigfoot people recently about the newest footage, and especially the original footage that was taken.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, you guys believe that? And they're like, oh, yeah, 100%. And this is why, the muscles move like this and the stuff like that. Like,
There's no zipper.
And you know what? I'm a believer, right? I am the definition of a true believer. I'm right there. I have a Mothman shirt on for crying out loud. I have the Mothman sighting that's made me popular on some people. I don't know. And it's just one of those things. It's like I look at these video evidences, and maybe it's because I'm hypercritical on these. And I'm like, I really want there to be good evidence. And maybe I'm spoiled because I get to see evidence that I actually like and I actually believe. So maybe I just can't be entertained by these things. And I shouldn't say I can't, because I do find that rake video to be extremely entertaining for probably all the wrong reasons. Is that noise that creature makes?
Yeah. Well, that could be a ringtone, Bob. How much joy you would have if that was your ringtone every time you get a phone call?
I think everybody in my life would kill me.
And make all phone calls
delightful. Like, it's just such a noise for a creature, like a cryptid to make.
Yeah.
Well. So, I don't know. Do I believe that the rake is real? I believe that there's probably some sort of troglodyte humanoid figure that wanders the woods. And, you know, we talk about Bigfoot, Sasquatch being the missing link of evolution. It could just be an extreme... And do I believe in feral people? Like, legit folk that have just left society and they've given up all of their... You know, human instincts, and they've just become animalistic. Is that possible? Sure, I'll buy into that 100%. So, is it possible that the real sightings that people are seeing these days, is it possible it's just feral people? Then, yeah, I'll buy into that in a heartbeat. I don't know about the razor claws and it's an immortal creature. But it could just be a very feral person. So I don't know. Maybe that's the answer.
Could be, Bob. Could be. Who are we to say we know for sure?
100%. Did you enjoy Creepypasta Month?
I did, Bob. It was very interesting, intriguing. And then again, creepypasta, sometimes you don't know if they're believable or not, but you never know. At the end of the day, it could be something that's true. Maybe not this rake creature, but maybe the others could be.
I want people to keep creating. And I tell us at the end of every Creepypasta Month we do, and we've done this, I think, twice now. Creepypastas are super important to not only just horror culture, but I think like borderline paranormal culture, right? Mm-hmm. So you look at things like Slender Man, you look at things like Robert the Doll, I guess, is a creepypasta these days, or like Sonic.exe. It brings legitimate fear to people, and these are the people that are writing these things and creating the mythos behind these. They're creating the modern, like, entertaining ghost story. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because sometimes ghost stories are just not, you know, some ghost sightings I've had are not story worthy. It's just, I had a conversation with one and that's the end of it. You know what I'm saying? Just because I tell you that these things don't exist doesn't mean that I don't enjoy them. I think that every person out there that's creating these things need to continue what they're doing. Because it's a very popular trope, and it's what we're going to have in horror in 20, 30 years. Yeah. You know, in 20, 30 years, people are going to look back on The Rake, and they might get, you know, a AAA Hollywood horror film based on it. Hopefully it doesn't make that noise, but
no.
You get the idea.
Why not? Never know, yeah.
Maybe it's terrifying. Maybe I'm just picking on it a little too much.
Maybe.
But
poor Rake.
Poor Rake. But people are going to be like, Bob, you pick on The Rake too much. I just think, you know, you're taking a creature serious, and that's the noise it makes.
Yeah, I guess. Know. Make it a little more menacing.
But creepypasta writers, content creators, even the people that are doing, like, the SCP pages and stuff like that, or, you know, we talked about the back rooms. All of those things are super important to the existence of everything, right? That's super important. And I want you guys to keep creating and keep doing what you're doing. Because you're the ones that are going to be creating mythos, you know, when I'm long out of the game, mm-hmm. or maybe when I'm older, and I'm going to get a phone call from somebody being like, I think I have a rake in my backyard. And I'm going to be like, no, but let me go see what you might actually have back there. And
yeah.
So keep creating. That's the Bob advice of the month. And do you have any closing words for
Bob,
our audience?
I got a closing PSA here.
Oh, the PSA.
I know we didn't. We should probably touch on this because it's happening, taking place this month. I know Bob After Dark is worldwide. Of course.
Oh, yes, yes.
So we should plug it for our local fans.
Yes, oh my goodness. March 18th, the Count Panic and I are doing a live podcast recording. We're not at a con. We're headlining our own show.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Jeez,
I
should
talk about this.
My goodness. March 18th, Count Panic and I are going to be at Sip Coffee House 2 in Highland, Indiana. It's going to be such a really cool time. We're really excited we're going to be there. It's going to be from 6 p.m. Central till 9 p.m. Central. We're going to probably finish up around 8:30 or so. We're sharing the stage with the Paranormal Guys, the Neil and I can't remember his partner's name. Neil and the other gentleman from Paranormal Guys, the ones they brought the Automata Box to the show
cool.
a couple weeks back. And they were a lot of fun, really great guys. But we're headlining the show. It's really cool. After
homecoming.
It's homecoming. It's my home show, so I'm really excited to be there. It's going to be a really good time.
And I'll Sip Coffee House. If you're in the region, Northwest Indiana, Chicagoland area, address of that is 2815 Jewett Avenue, Highland, Indiana. I know there's a lot of Sip's locations around this region, but Highland, Indiana, 2815 Jewett Avenue. That's 2815 Jewett Avenue in Highland. And you're probably saying to yourself, well, geez, what makes this coffee house so special? Bob, they have a cryptid menu.
They have a cryptid menu. That's the whole reason why we're going. They have a cryptid coffee menu, and it was really cool to be there and experience that for the first time.
So, again, like a Yeti, a Bigfoot. What did I have? I had the...
Did you have the Wendigo?
The Wendigo, which you thought I said Windango.
You did say Windango. Can I get the Windango? Oh, man, I was going to fight you.
Australian for that, too. And you had something cool like a lavender type drink.
I have my normal lavender London fog because I don't drink coffee.
That's pretty good, though. I taste a little bit of that.
That's my drink.
So, again, if you want to see Bob and I in person, you know, we don't really get appearances together too much.
It's not because I travel and Colin's got to stay put. I travel a lot. So
it'll be nice.
Yes, it'll be good to be together. And Pete Grice from Northwest Indiana Paranormal is going to be our guest.
Friend of the show, Pete.
Friend of the show, friend in real life.
Talk about regional ghost stories,
some cryptid sightings out in the area. It's going to be a really good time. So we're looking forward to having everybody there.
March 18th.
Mark your calendars.
Other than that, Bob, I think, again, my closing words here now is if you encounter a creature, a cryptid in public, out and about in the area, just steady your camera. Steady your camera. Even if it makes a silly, ridiculous noise, the cryptid does, just steady your camera and point away. That's my closing advice.
Folks, thanks for watching and listening to another episode of Bob After Dark. I want to wish you guys all a very good night. Mom, I want to wish you sweet dreams. Dad, wherever you are in the universe, I hope you're happy, comfortable, and doing whatever it is that you want to enjoy in the afterlife. And Tiff, no matter where you are in the world, I hope you have the sweetest dreams of them all. Good night, everybody. Remember, the two most important rules of Bob After Dark are, not all who wander are lost, and as above, so below. Until next time.
Memoriam Development.